Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Midlife Calculus by Britt Kaufman. Edited by Deva Sobel. Would that I could measure the volume of a glass half full. V equals pi r squared h all over 2. But the h of my being is an unknowable variable. Nor can I work backwards the equation for half-life. T sub 1 half equals the natural log of 2 over lambda. To account for the value of one well-lived, I can hope this crisis is the midpoint. The point with coordinates x sub 1 plus x sub 2 over 2, y sub 1 plus y sub 2 over 2, and that I don't outlive the remembrance of my past to be caught in a Mobius present. I have learned enough, now, to measure precisely how much it holds. The irregular curves, less the difference of the holes life left, and yet, my heart is still full. Swans by Sarah Teasdale. Night is over the park, and a few brave stars look on the lights that link it with chains of gold. The lake bears up their reflection in broken bars that seem too heavy for tremulous water to hold. We watch the swans that sleep in a shadowy place, and now and again one wakes and uplifts its head. How still you are. Your gaze is on my face. We watch the swans, and never a word is said. This poem first appeared in the Quarterly. Pollen Count by Danielle Marie Cahill. My computer tells me the weather. There is a high pollen count today. As if that matters deeply to someone imprisoned in a glass tower. At night, my daughter asks if I saw the rain. She mimics the pattering noise with her fingers on the mound of the duvet. I pretend I did. Then she reminds me how in February we stuck out our tongues to feel snowflakes falling. So gentle and so cold. We both catch imaginary wisps for a while. I tell her that I love the rain. Tomorrow I must go outside to feel the drops on my face. Not learn about it, far too late, in the left-hand corner of my shining screen. She Has a New God by Maggie Devers. Her God is ecstatic dancing. Surrender to the music. Feel the beat in your marrow. Your feet planted. The earth holds you. Spin with her. Faster and faster. Until all that remains is pure joy. Her God is Italy. Motorbikes and cycles with bells and churches with bells. And 14th century art. And a sore neck from looking at domes and gelato. Her God is her children. Soft bellies, chubby cheeks, that divine scent at the top of their heads. Bath time, first words, crawling, walking, the rise and fall of a chest. Eyes closed, blink and you'll miss it, magic. Her God is poetry. Words flow through our most complex parts and hand us empathy. Stanzas give rhythm to the day. Lines whispered in the night bind our wounds. We heal, letter by letter. Hymn by Christy Granger. This wasn't supposed to happen. You were not supposed to happen. What a special ability you have. I do not trust easily. I do not trust at all. I gave up on love years ago. It was not for me. The torture it brought was too much for me. Here I am. What is happening? This is not like me. I will not fall for anyone ever again. I'm a strong, independent woman. What do I need a man for? For the way you make me feel. Never in my life has this happened to me. I would like to say it had. What a foreign concept. Safe. I have never really felt safe. Calm. What is that? Trust. How do I trust you so completely? This doesn't make sense. How did you do that with such ease? I do not love. I do not like. I do not trust. Love was for suckers. I had no time for it at all. Maybe I trust men after all. Maybe I don't hate all of them. Maybe they don't all hate me. Maybe they don't all want to hurt me. My experiences with men have never been good. Just once. I wish they were. After I Lost Him, by Barbara Arantrew. The sun still shined, though its rays didn't warm me, encased in my shell of grief. My body felt neither heat nor cold. One entire side of me was lost. Lopsided, I stayed indoors, not attempting to face the world alone. Teetering in uneven terrain. I tried navigating by myself, dipping my toe into the water of being alone, and gradually I mended, put together with strands of tenderness, cemented with passing time. Cold Blood by Maggie Devers. In cold blood, bones ache. Seraphim choke on their holy words, songs frozen in mute frequency. Electra comes quiet. Lights flicker out. Fire dims, collapsed. A final sigh. Nothing moves in cold blood. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.